咁今日要同大家分享嘅咧，就系犹大书。
So today we are going to share the book of Jude.
咁头先都听咗一次啦吓。咁呢个犹大书好明显写信嗰人叫做犹大啦。
So we have just heard it once, and obviously the author of this book is going to be Jude.
咁一班收信嘅人咧，就系喺第一节嗰度咧，阿犹大咧就讲到佢写信俾边个咧，就系一班被召嘅喺神里边蒙爱同埋耶稣基督保守嘅一啲嘅人。
So the letter was written to those who have been called. Who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ, as it is written in verse 1.
我哋睇犹大书之前，我哋一齐低头祈祷。
So before we go look into Jude, let's bow our heads in prayer.
真系主耶稣，你昔日喺传道嘅时候，将你嗰个嘅真道真理一次咁样交付俾圣徒，又叫圣灵感动一班嘅使徒去写信鼓励一班嘅初期教会嘅弟兄姊妹。去鼓励他们，去教导他们，都愿意今天我们使徒教会的弟兄姊妹来到主你的面前，求主你都亲自地打开我们的眼睛，叫我们能够看见，亲自地打开我们的耳朵，叫我们侧耳言听，听你那个教训，听你那个鼓励，听你那个引导，叫我们不单止看到听到，也都能够明白得到，叫我哋去一齐去学习犹大书里面嗰个嘅教训同埋警惕，叫我哋警惕我哋每一个人喺我哋嗰个嘅在世日子里面都能够警醒自守，为道而奋斗。祷告系奉主耶稣基督的圣名至祈求，阿门。咁喺第一节咧，犹大咧一开始嗰阵时咧，佢咧就话耶稣基督嘅仆人，佢自己称做耶稣基督仆人吓。咁其实咧就喺同雅各书一样，嗰个雅各书，雅各写雅各书嗰阵时，嗰个嘅开头都系称自己做神同埋耶稣基督嘅仆人，吓咁呢个咧就睇到佢好谦卑。
So in the introduction of the book of Jude, Jude introduces himself as a servant of Jesus Christ, and we can see that this is a very similar introduction as James, and this introduction shows that Jude himself is very humble.
咁跟住咧，佢介紹自己咧，就係雅各嘅弟兄猶大。呢個雅各嘅弟兄猶大，呢個猶大一定唔係賣主耶穌嗰個猶大，因為賣主耶穌嗰個猶大已經自殺死咗啦。
So this Jude is a brother of James, and he is not Judas who betrayed Jesus Christ, because Judas already hung himself and he suicided.
Yeah.咁雅各嘅弟兄，這個雅各是誰呢？這個雅各相信咧就係寫雅各書嗰個雅各。咁雅各當時咧就係喺耶路撒冷教會裏邊一個嘅領袖嚟嘅。
And so this James is the author of James, and he is also a leader of the Church of Jerusalem.
咁佢除咗係雅各個弟兄之外咧，其實我哋知道咧，佢都係耶稣基督的一个的兄弟来的。
So Jude is a brother of James and also a half brother of Jesus Christ.
在马太福音十三章第五十五节那里就讲到一班耶稣基督的在玛利亚和约瑟所生的家里面一班的弟兄的名字。那里就是讲到说，这不是木匠的儿子么？他母亲不是叫玛利亚么？他弟兄们不是叫雅各、约西、西门、犹大么？咁其实同一样嘅经文都记载喺马可福音嗰度。咁咧就系、是、呢、这个犹大咧就系、是、耶稣基督嗰个嘅同父异母嘅同母异父嘅一个嘅弟兄嚟嘅。咁佢就虽然有呢个身份，但系佢都唔想喺度偷耶稣嘅光吓，咁、所以佢都冇讲到话自己系耶稣基督嘅 half brother。
So this is seen in Matthew chapter 13 verse 55, and it reads, "Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas?" And so, since Jude doesn't want to steal from the glory of Jesus Christ, even though they come from the same mother, so that's why he introduces himself as a brother of James.
咁其實喺呢個時候，相信耶穌佢初時出嚟傳道嗰陣時候咧，猶大同埋雅各咧都係未曾信耶穌嘅。咁因為喺約翰福音第七章嗰度咧，就講到有一次就講到啲弟兄咧點樣去話耶穌話，如果你想去人哋知道你嘅事嘅時候，你就要上猶大，唔好留低喺加利利咁樣。嗰度咧就係記載喺約翰福音第七章第三至五節。
So when Jesus Christ first came out and was preaching the gospel, his brothers did not believe him. As it is recorded in John chapter 7, verse 3 to 5, it reads, Jesus' brothers said to him, You ought to leave here and go to Judea, so that your disciples may see the miracles you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world. For even his own brothers did not believe in him.
咁呢度呢就睇到就係佢自己個弟兄都唔嗰時係唔相信主耶穌基督啦。咁咁佢哋幾時猶大幾時信主嘅呢，就相信呢就係喺耶穌基督復活之後，咁喺哥林多前書第十五章嗰度呢就講到耶穌復活咗之後，第十五章第四至七節嗰度呢就講到耶穌復活咗之後呢就顯現俾基法，即係 Peter， 即係彼得，然之後咧就顯現俾十二個使徒，跟住就顯現俾雅各，咁都係相信嗰段時間咧，就係雅各同埋阿猶大咧，都係喺嗰陣時就開始信耶穌。
So Jew did not believe in Jesus Christ until Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, and when he appeared to he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, and then after that he appeared to 500 of the brothers.And then to James. So when he appeared to James and to all the apostles, it should be that at that time he also appeared to Jude. And this is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 7.
咁我哋知道猶大係邊個啦？咁我哋睇下收信嗰個係邊個啦喎嚇？個收信嗰個咧，佢話係嗰啲被召嘅。被召嘅咧，邊啲係被召嘅咧？咁喺保羅喺羅馬書八章廿九三十節咧就講到話。嗰啲係邊啲人係被召嘅咧？嗰度咧就話，因為他預先，他係神嚇，因為他預先所知道的人，就預先定下效法他兒子的模樣，使他兒子在許多弟兄中作長子。預先定下的人又召他們來，所召來的人又稱他們為義，所稱為義嘅人又叫佢哋得榮耀。原來呢班被召嘅人咧，就係神預先所。知道嘅，所預先定下榮譽嘅人。
So let's look at who the letter is written to, and it says, to those who have been called who are loved by God the Father. And so, let's turn to also Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30, and it says, For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those He predestined, He also called.Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified.
咁咩叫做父女蒙爱嘅咧？咁喺约翰福音十四章廿一节嗰度咧，有讲到话有了耶稣话到有了我的命令又遵守嘅人，这人就是爱我的，爱我的也蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。咁呢度就讲到话遵守。神的命令那些人呢就是得到父神蒙爱的。
Okay, and so who is the one loved by God? And as it says in John 14 chapter 14 verse 21, Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
在约翰福音15章第10节那里也讲到说你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。遵守命令并要常遵守的，那些就是父神爱的，蒙爱的。
So it also says in John chapter 15 verse 10, If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. So those who obey the Father's commands remains in his love.
咁邊啲係耶穌基督保守嘅人呢？喺約翰福音第十章廿八節嗰度話：我又賜給他們永生，他們永不滅亡，誰也不能從我手裏把他們奪去。
So who is the one who is kept by Jesus Christ? It is the one who is in John chapter 10, verse 28. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
咁除耶稣基督保守嘅人就会俾佢哋有永生啦。咁系咪个人都可以得到耶稣基督保守咧？其实仲有一样个快贴，一样个原则咧，就系喺约翰一书五章十八节嗰度话，嗰度知道凡从神生嘅就不犯罪，从神生嘅必保守自己，那恶者就无法害他。咁唔单止耶稣基督保守，仲有我哋自己。是要不犯罪，咁神先会保守我哋。
So there is a criteria for those who are kept by Jesus Christ, as it is written in 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. So if we want to be kept by Jesus Christ, we must also turn away from all wickedness.
系啦，咁跟住我哋睇完第一节之后咧，我哋知道呢封信系犹大写俾一班被召嘅蒙系神里边蒙爱嘅，同埋耶稣基督保守嘅人吓。咁系咪你咧
？So the book of Jude is written to those who have been called, who are loved by God the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. Is this you？
第二节嗰度咧就话愿连率平安慈爱多多地加给你们。
In verse 2, it says, Mercy, peace, and love be yours in abundance.
咁喺猶大佢寫呢封書信嘅時候，佢覺得呢班嘅弟兄姊妹，佢需要係得到神嘅憐恤、神嘅平安同埋神嘅慈愛嚇，因為佢哋面臨一個嘅假師傅嗰個嘅挑戰。
So these brothers and sisters receiving the letters, they need God's mercy, God's peace, and God's love because.They are being infiltrated by false teachers.
咁跟住咧，第三、第四節咧就講到猶大寫呢封信嘅目的嚇。咁佢話：親愛的弟兄啊，我想盡心寫信給你們，論我們同得救恩的時候，就不得不寫信勸你們，要為從前一次交付聖徒的真道，竭力地爭辯。
Okay, so the purpose of the letter is written in verse 3 and 4. In verse 3 it reads, Dear friends, although I was very eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I felt I had to write and urge you to contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
那这个同得救恩这里呢，相信呢就是讲到犹大和一班弟兄姊妹一起在这里同享这个救恩的好处。但是在当时呢，因为个教会呢就是面临面對住一啲嘅假教師嘅教導嘅時候咧，咁佢覺得講一啲開心嘅嘢係開心，講大家一齊去享受福音、享受得救嘅好處係開心，但係更加迫切嘅咧，就要講一啲關於而家入侵緊教會嘅一啲嘅問題嚇。
So before Jude, that salvation that Jude was going to write about is the salvation and the freedom that we have in Christ. But he wants to write about warnings against false teachings.
咁喺英文聖經嗰度講到呢個 faith 咧，咁其實喺中文聖經嗰度講得就比較清楚啲，係一個呢個 faith 咧，唔係對神嗰個信心，而係講到呢個嘅講到呢個嘅嗰個嘅真中文嗰度就係講到真道嗰個道理嗰個嘅 faith。
So in verse 3, the word faith, the Chinese has a better translation. The Chinese says, the sound doctrine.
咁佢呢度讲到话从前一次，咁相信咧就系讲到犹大喺呢度咧就更加咁去明确咁去讲到吓神嘅福音，神嗰个嘅真道咧系唔会改变，系一次由耶稣基督讲嗰阵时开始，直至到。跟住使徒所讲嘅都系一样嘅福音，都系一次嘅福音，就唔会话有改变，唔会有改变。
So this salvation is the this salvation and gospel is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
咁佢讲到话要为呢、这个叫呢、这个一班嘅圣徒要为真道竭力嘅争辩啊！咁喺保罗都喺提摩太前书嗰度咧，鼓励个提摩太佢点样去为呢个真道去。去打仗嚇， 咁喺提摩太前书六章十二节嗰度话：你要为真道打那美好嘅仗，持定永生。你为此被召，在也在许多见证人面前已经作了那美好嘅见证。吓，咁佢呢度咧，阿保罗就喺度鼓励提摩太去点样去为呢个真道去作见证。如果人哋讲啲唔合真理嘅嘢嘅时候，你点样去挥霍？
So contending for the faith is also written about in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, and it reads, Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called when you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
跟住第四节呢就话，因有些人偷着进来，咁你偷着进来，咁我谂嘅时候好似贼咁啦，啲贼喺边度？啲贼唔会光天白日喺正门度入嚟噶嘛，系咪？咁通常咧就喺夜晚啊，喺个窗啊或者系后门嗰度入嚟吓。咁我相信呢度咧就系、是、佢哋偷住进嚟咧，即系话唔系我哋入教会嘅时候，咁即系耶稣基督系我哋叩门就耶稣基督为我哋开门啦。咁我觉得呢、这个佢话偷住进来就系呢班人，可能佢根本都系唔认识耶稣基督嘅，咁样偷偷地喺后门咁选咗入嚟就算啦。
So in verse 4 it says that for certain men have secretly slipped in among you, when like a thief, these certain men are slipping in, and usually when thieves come into a house.They slip in either at night or from windows, from the back doors, never through the front door. In the same way, these certain men, they don't come in through Jesus Christ, because as it is written, when knock and the door shall be opened unto you, and the door is opened by Jesus Christ.
咁我哋咧睇下，其实呢边呢啲偷入嚟嘅人究竟系边啲人嘅喎吓？
So let's see who these men who secretly slip in are.
喺加拉太书啊，保罗喺加拉太书二章四节嗰度咧，就有讲到话。
So in let's look at Galatians chapter 2 verse 4.
吓，嗰度咧就话，因为有偷着引进来的假弟兄，私下窥探我们在基督耶稣里的自由，要叫我们作奴仆。咁佢呢啲咧就係話一啲偷進入嚟嘅假弟兄，咁呢個假弟兄好明顯佢唔係基督徒啦。
So in Galatians chapter 2 verse 4 it reads, Because some false brothers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. So these false brothers are obviously not believers in Christ.
我哋再睇下保羅喺使徒行傳二十章廿九三十節嗰度話。
And let's also look at Acts chapter 20, verse 29 to 30.
我知道我去之后必有凶暴的豺狼进入你们中间，不安息羊群。就是你们中间也必有人起来说悖谬的话，要引诱门徒跟从他们。保罗在这里就讲到，不单止是有出面有凶暴的豺狼，他们不是基督徒入到你们中间，而当中也有自己本身是基督徒的弟兄姊妹，他们起来都讲一些悖谬的话。这里保罗看到他不单止是一些基督徒，当中也有自称是基督徒 的弟兄在这里传这些做这个假师傅。
So in Acts chapter 20 verse 29 to 30 it reads, I know that after I leave, savage wolves will come in among you and will not spare the flock. Even from your own number, men will arise and distort the truth,in order to draw away disciples after them. So there are two types of people in this, in these two verses. The first one is people who come from the outside, savage wolves who come from the outside, and the second type is people from your own number. So the first type is Antichrist from the outside people, and also the second type of people is people who call themselves believers but are not.
咁跟住咧，彼得亦都喺彼得后书二章一节嗰度都讲到，
so it's
从前在百姓中有假先知起来，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅， 私自进入陷害人的异端，连买他们的主，他们也不承认，自取速速的灭亡。
So these people are also talked about in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and it reads, But there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. They will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the sovereign Lord who brought them.
彼得在这里都看到是会说在当中是一班的基督徒弟兄姊妹当中也都会有些假师傅假先知出来。我们跟着再看埋保罗在提摩太前书四章一节那里怎样去提醒提摩太这个传道人。他都讲到说圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道听从那引诱人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。咁唔單止嗰、那個，即係亦都係講到呢啲係信咗嘅人離棄咗真道，係俾一啲嘅邪靈去引誘。
So we can see that there will be false prophets from among your own people, and also it says in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1, the Spirit clearly says that in later times some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
咁我哋頭先睇咗咁多嗰四個。四五個經文就講到一啲基督徒同埋一啲非基督徒，佢哋一啲嘅係成為咗一個嘅假師傅、假先知嘅時候，佢哋咧就會去聖經呢度咧形容佢哋咧就話自古被定受刑罰的不虔誠的，咁佢哋究竟做咗啲乜嘢事情？佢哋做咗啲咩出嚟，令到佢會叫令到佢係話一早已經係定咗佢係會受刑罰？是不虔誠的呢?
So these false teachers, we just read four verses about false teachers, and it also says in Jude chapter Jude verse 4 that these men whose condemnation was written about long ago. So what did they do to receive this condemnation?
他们做了两样的事情。
They have done two things.
第一樣咧，就係佢將我們神嘅恩變作放縱情慾嘅機會。
So the first one is that they change the grace of our God into a license for immorality.
咁佢哋將呢個神嗰個嘅恩，神嗰個嘅恩，嗰個救恩嗰個恩典啊，神嗰個恩典咧，佢哋點樣咧就當一個神嘅恩典咧，就一個個免死金牌咁樣，即係無論佢出去做咩事咧，都肯定唔使死嘅。咁所以咧就好放膽咁去出去犯罪啦。
So they changed the grace of our God into a license for immorality. So what that means is that they can go out to the world and commit as many sins as they want, and they believe that they will never die.
咁而喺猶大書呢個就針對嘅咧，就係話佢哋咧就係將呢個嘅諗住神一定會寬恕佢哋嘅，所以咧就佢哋咧就出去就做一個放縱情慾嘅機會。
But through the grace of God, they will be forgiven, and so they satisfy their sinful natures.
咁喺罗马书五章二十节嗰度咧，就话阿保罗咧就提到话，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。只是罪 ，sorry， 吓罗马书五章二十节吓，律法本是外添的，叫过犯显多。只是罪在哪里显多，恩典就更显多了。咁係咪即係話我哋犯罪更多，咁神嘅恩典就更加榮耀呢？
So in Romans chapter 5 verse 20 it reads, The law was added so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So does this verse mean that whenever we sin, then God will be gracious to us?
The grace will be more.
Oh, the grace will increase.
咁喺第六章第一节嗰度话，这样怎么说咧？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多么？咁保罗呢度就系同一样嘅问题，就系话我哋犯多啲罪，嗰个恩典就会更加多啦，系咪咧
？So does this mean that the more we sin, the more grace will be given onto us？
咁但系其实嗰个嘅答案当然系否定噶啦，因为喺彼得后书二章二节嗰度咧就话到。將有許多人隨從他們邪淫的行為，便叫真道因著他們的緣故被毀謗。其實不是因為罪多恩典是顯得更多，反而因為他們所犯的罪令到那個真道就會被蒙羞、被毀謗。
So, So obviously the answer is no, as it is written in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. Many will follow their shameful ways and will bring the way of truth into disrepute.
咁佢哋就即係諗住有嗰個自由，咁呢度呢就係就係講到佢哋攞住嗰個信咗耶穌基督嗰個自由就去犯罪。咁呢個就係第一個事情佢哋做咗唔啱㗎啦。第二個事情佢哋做得唔啱嘅呢就係跟住第四節嘅下半節。並且不認獨一嘅主宰我們主耶穌基督。
So obviously they use their freedom of Christ to satisfy their own sinful natures. And also the second thing that these certain men have done to receive the condemnation is they have denied Jesus Christ our only sovereign and Lord.
咁喺提多書一章十六節嗰度話，他們說是認識神，行事卻和他相悖，本是可憎惡的，是悖逆的，在各樣善事上是可廢棄的。
So in Titus chapter 1 verse 16 it reads, They claim to know God, but by their actions they deny Him. They are detestable, disobedient, and unfit for doing anything good.
咁喺嗰個嘅聖經嗰個道理當中，嗰個真道咧就係耶穌基督係我哋係神，係獨一嘅真神嚇。咁但係佢哋好明顯咧，因為佢哋唔認耶穌基督係我哋嘅主宰，係我哋神嘅時候，咁好明顯呢一樣嘢就係、是。就唔係真道啦，就係即係遠離咗真道。
So in the Bible it says that Jesus Christ is God, and when they deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereign and Lord, they are distorting the truth.
咁喺約翰一書二章廿二節至到廿三節嗰度咧，約翰咧就講到。他说边个讲大话的呢？不是那些不认耶稣为基督的么？不认父与子的就是敌基督。如果他们这个传那个道理说耶稣基督不是神，耶稣基督不是神的儿子的时候呢，他们就是传一些假道理，一个敌基督来的。
So in 1 John chapter 2 verse 22 to 23 it reads,Who is the liar? It is the man who denies Jesus Christ. Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. So whoever does not preach that Jesus is the Christ is the Antichrist.
Okay. 咁嗰個佢哋叫做自古被受刑罰不虔誠嗰啲人咧，究竟佢做咗咩咧？首先就係信咗之後都繼續去犯罪，都係即係繼續去犯罪，同埋佢哋唔認耶穌基督。
So the people who do not contend for the faith are those who, after believing in the name of Jesus Christ, do not turn away from all wickedness, and also do not accept Jesus as our sovereign and Lord.
咁喺猶大書度，跟住咧就喺第五節至到第十六節咧，就講到一班嘅。嗰啲假教師佢哋所犯嘅罪嘅時候咧，佢對一班假教師嘅一啲嘅警告。
So in the book of Jude, verse 5 to 16 is warning to false teachers.
咁喺第五節至到第七節嗰段咧，就講到一啲嘅，講到三個嘅例子嚇。呢三個例子咧就係、是、關於以色列人、天使同埋一啲外邦人。
So in verse 5 to 7, there are three examples, and these three examples, the first one is God's people, Israel, second one is angels, and the third people are Gentiles.
咁我哋睇下佢哋佢哋有啲咩结果吓？佢哋一班呢三样唔同嘅人，佢哋离开真道之后有啲咩嘅结果
？And so let's see what they what consequence they have after leaving the truth.
咁喺第五節咧，嗰度話從前主救了他的百姓出埃及地，後來就把那些不信的滅絕了。咁神救咗一班嘅以色列人離開咗埃及地之後咧，就喺嗰個嘅曠野嗰度生活啦。咁佢哋一路行緊曠野嘅時候，佢哋咧就喺度成日喺度埋怨神，又唔信神。佢哋唔信神啲咩咧？佢哋唔信神會俾到一個更美。 即係嗰個嘅應許地俾佢哋。咁佢最後尾咧，佢哋神咧都要將所有嘅唔信嘅成人咧，都係嗰、那個嗰、那個、世代當中嘅成人咧，都係要佢哋死喺曠野當中。
So in verse 5, it talks about how the Lord delivered his people Israel out of Egypt into the desert. But because the Israelites grumbled against God and did not believe that he would give them the promised land, he destroyed all the adults in, of the Israelites.
咁喺民数记十四章廿二廿三节。
So in Numbers chapter
14:22-23.
Not one of the men who saw my glory and the miraculous signs I performed in Egypt and in the desert, but who disobeyed me and tested me 10 times. Not one of them will ever see the land I promised on oath to their forefathers. No one who has treated me with contempt will ever see it.
咁跟住咧，講完出埃及記當中嘅以色列民之後咧，猶大咧就話：一切嘅事你們雖然都知道，我卻仍要提醒你哋。咁一班嘅喺初期教會第一世紀嗰陣時候，一班嘅弟兄姊妹，相信佢哋都好認識一直以嚟猶太人嗰個嘅歷史嗰、那個嘅進展，嗰、那個出埃及嗰個嘅事蹟，同埋其實跟住之後嗰個嘅所多瑪俄羅摩拉嘅事，佢哋都好清楚。
In verse 5 it says, though you already know all this, I want to remind you. So it obviously the people in the church, in the early church, knows of the history of the Israelites, knows of the Old Testament and also of Sodom and Gomorrah.
咁第六節嗰度話，又有不守本位離開自己住處的天使，主用鎖鏈把他們永遠拘留在黑暗裏，等候大日的審判。
In verse 6, and the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day.
神喺佢喺做天使之後咧，佢係會佢係會分派天使去做唔同嘅工作。
So when angels are created by God, God assigns each of them a task.
佢譬如喺喺但以理書十章嗰度，我哋咧見到咧一個天使叫做米加勒嘅天使嚇。咁佢咧就係負責打仗嘅，負責打仗，負責防衛嘅嚇。喺但以理書十章二十廿一節嗰度講到。
So in Daniel chapter 10:20-21, we can see that there is an angel named Michael, and he is in charge of defense.
嚇。咁另外咧就喺但以理書第八、第九章同埋喺路加福音第一章嗰度咧，都講到話一個天使咧叫做加百列嘅天使。
So in Daniel chapter 8 and 9, and also in Luke chapter 1, we can see that there is another angel named Gabriel who is in charge of announcing.
加百列嗰個嘅工作咧就係宣告嘅。
Yep. So in charge of announcement.
咁咁係當佢到第六節嗰度話不守本位嘅天使嚇，咁佢有啲天使咧，佢哋就都算係一種嘅一種嘅唔服從啦嚇。咁係神俾佢嘅工作喺嗰個崗位度，佢就要離開個崗位。咁所以咧，佢嘅結局咧就係神會要拘留佢，同埋要審判佢。
In verse 6 of Jude。It says that the angels who did not keep their positions of authority, but abandoned their own home. This is a form of rebellion.
咁喺彼得后书二章四节嗰度咧，阿彼得咧亦都有个讲到咧，就话就是天使犯了罪，神也没有宽容，曾把他们丢在地狱，交在黑暗坑中，等候审判。
In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 4, it says, For if God did not spare angels when they sinned, but sent them to hell, putting them in gloomy dungeons to be held for judgment.
咁喺第七節嗰度咧，就講到所多瑪同俄拉麥一班嘅外邦人，佢哋離開咗真道有啲咩嘅結果
？In verse 7, it talks aboutwhen Sodom and Gomorrah and surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality, what was their consequence?
咁喺創世記嗰度咧，都講到所多瑪同埋俄摩拉嗰個嘅故事同埋結局。喺18:20嗰度咧，就話耶和華說：所多瑪和俄摩拉的罪惡甚重，聲聞於我。咁係當神同亞伯拉罕講話要消滅呢個所多瑪同埋俄摩拉呢兩個城市嘅時候咧，亞伯拉罕係曾經同神bargain 去同神係講數啊，就叫佢你唔好啦，為咗城裏邊嘅義人你唔好殺啦。咁神咧就同亞伯拉罕講話，若果你係揾到有50義人嘅，我就唔殺。但係終於揾唔到，咁係收尾講數去到神應承咗摩西話，若果揾到有10義人，佢都唔會消滅呢個城市。但係始終神都要消滅呢個城市，因為嗰度真係連10義人都冇。
So, Sodom and Gomorrah is written about in Genesis chapter 18, verse 20. It reads, Then the Lord said, The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sin so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. And it also talks about, Abraham pleading with God that if there is even 50 righteous people in the city that... God will not destroy the city. And later, Abraham further pleaded that if there was at least 10 righteous people for God not to destroy the city, but in the end, there was not even 10 righteous people in that city.
咁終於喺創世記19:24-25嗰度咧，就講到耶和華用呢個硫磺同埋火去消滅所多瑪、俄摩拉同埋嗰個城同埋全個平原。城里面所有的居民连地上生长的都毁灭了。
So in Genesis chapter 19 verse 24 to 25, it talks about the outcome of Sodom and Gomorrah. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, including all the living creatures in the city and all the vegetation in the land.
咁猶大喺呢度咧，用咗三個嘅example 兩三個例子咧，係證明咗俾一班嘅弟兄姊妹睇到，如果佢哋遠離神嘅真道嘅時候，係當中係包括唔信服，好似嗰、那個以色列人嚇唔相信神，或者好似一班嘅天使佢係驕傲，或者好似一班嘅外邦人佢哋咁樣個嘅犯罪的话呢，他们的结果是无论他们是用什么身份，无论他们 是基督徒不是基督徒，是选民不是选民，他们都会受到惩罚，受到毁灭。
And Jude talks about the Lord's people, the Israelites who did not believe, and secondly, the angels who were proud, and thirdly, the Sodom and Gomorrah.Who gave themselves up to sexual immorality? All these people, whenever they sin, they will receive punishment.
咁跟住咧就係聖經嗰度第八節，咁嗰度開始咧就係阿猶大咧就喺度講一班嘅現今嘅一班假師傅佢哋所做嘅嘢嚇，同埋佢哋嗰個嘅錯處有咩錯處
？So in starting in verse 8, it talks about all theacts of the false teachers and all their wrongdoings.
咁第八節嗰度話，這些做夢的人，做夢的人咧係指嗰啲假師傅嚇。點解話佢哋做夢咧？我相信就因為無論嗰陣時嗰個嘅先知啊，或者一啲嘅同神去將佢嗰個意思去顯明俾人睇嘅時候，好多時都係經過夢境嘅。咁所以咧佢呢度話做夢的人咧係指一啲嘅假師傅，佢哋咧喺度 揚言咧就話啊，我得到神嘅默示啊，得到神嗰個嘅夢中嘅啟示啊，點點點點咁樣。
Verse 8, in the very same way, these dreamers pollute their own bodies, reject authorities, and slander celestial beings. We can see that false teachers often talk about dreams and the dreams that they have and how God spoke to them through dreams.
咁佢哋做咗啲乜嘢咧？嗰啲人咧，佢話亦都好似上面第五節至到第七節嗰啲人一樣，佢哋污穢身體，輕慢主子嘅，毀謗在尊位的。
So it also once again talks about verse 5-7, where those people pollute their own bodies, reject authority, and slander celestial beings.
咁佢呢度講到話污穢身體就係其實講翻可能嗰班嘅假教師，亦都好似喺第七節所敘述嘅所多瑪、俄羅馬當中一啲嘅一啲嘅罪行。
So polluting their own bodies is exactly what Sodom and Gomorrah did.
跟住話輕慢主子嘅，相信亦都係好似第四節當中講到話，佢哋係唔認主耶穌為主。
Rejecting authority is also written about in verse 4 when they deny Jesus Christ as our only sovereign and Lord.
或者好似係第六節嗰度講到話一啲嘅天使佢都係唔遵照神嗰個嘅吩咐去做事。
And also in verse 6, where the angels did not keep their positions of authority and did not carry out their task assigned by God.
第九節嗰度話天使長米迦勒為摩西的屍首與魔鬼爭辯的時候，尚且不敢用毀謗的話詛責他，只說主責備你吧。咁呢度咧，其實講到摩西嘅屍首，咁我哋喺聖經裏邊咧，唯一一處講到摩西嘅屍首咧，就喺《申命記》第34章第六節。
So in verse 9, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous accusation against him, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." The only place in the Bible that talks about the burial of Moses is in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 6.
咁嗰度咧就讲到摩西死咗之后啦，耶和华将他埋葬在摩亚地伯比尔对面的谷中，只是到今日没有人知道他的坟墓。其实系即摩西死咗之后，系耶和华亲自去埋葬佢，系冇人会知道摩西个尸首喺边度嘅。
Deuteronomy chapter 34 verse 6, he buried him in Moab in the valley opposite Beth Peor, but to this very day, no one knows where his grave is.
咁其实佢呢度咧，犹大喺呢度用咗呢一个事嚟讲嘅时候，因为呢个咧系记载喺一啲嘅伪经当中啊。咁就唔係喺聖經裏面揾到呢個嘅即係天使長米迦勒同魔鬼爭辯呢個嘅敘述。但係其實都呢個猶大喺呢度要講呢個偽經呢件事實呢，其實都唔係話佢想將呢件事話講到呢個偽經入面嗰個嘅敘述係幾重要，只不過係講將一件事講出嚟，就係既然將呢件事講出嚟咧，就係話俾人知道，其實有就算好似天使長米迦勒咁有能力都好咧，佢都唔會去講魔鬼撒旦嘅一啲嘅唔好嘢。
So when the archangel disputing with the devil is not written in scriptures, but it is passed down through oral traditions. And but the main point of this verse is to say that even though the archangel Michael, who has more power than us, when he was disputing with the devil, he did not dare to bring accusations against the devil.
正如喺彼得后书二章十一节嗰度。佢都彼得都講到話，就是天使雖然力量權能更大，還不用毀謗嘅話在主面前告他們。
So in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 11, It talks about yet even angels, although they are stronger and more powerful, they do not bring slanderous accusations against such beings in the presence of the Lord.
咁何况我哋一班嘅，何况一班系人嘅一班，何况一班嘅假师傅，佢哋身为人，佢点可以喺即系喺一班嘅弟兄姊妹面前去讲差耶稣基督唔系主咧
？So how much more that these false teachers before believers they talk about they deny that Jesus is the sovereign and Lord.
咁呢度第七至九節咧，就講到一班嘅佢哋嗰個嘅假教師所教嘅內容咧，就係唔認耶穌基督，同埋一啲嘅一啲嘅情慾嘅罪，佢哋犯嘅情慾嘅罪。
So it talks about that these false teachers can be identified by first denying Jesus Christ, and secondly by their sinful actions.
咁跟住咧，我睇到第十節至到第十三節咧，就講到話一啲嘅佢哋犯咗呢啲罪之後，佢哋嗰個嘅呢罪究竟係幾嚴重咧
？So in verse 10 to 13, it talks about how serious is their sins.
咁佢哋咧第十節嗰度話，但這些人毀謗他們所不知道的，他們本性所知道的事，與那沒有靈性的畜類一樣，在這事上敗壞。
Verse 10. Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand, and what things they do understand by instinct, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them.
他讲到这里本性呢，就是一些的属血气的，只有血气没有圣灵在当中的事情。他们呢，就讲到一班的，这里讲到一班的假师傅，他们所教导的东西呢，就不是说藉着神那个灵，怎样去教他们去不是藉着神的灵去讲天上面的事，而是反而他们是藉着自己本身血气那个的本性去教导一班的人。
These false teachers do not speak according to the spirit, but they speak according to their own instinct.
他们所教的就是血气的事，所以他们那个的结果就跟一些血气的没有灵性的畜生一样，是会灭亡。
Since their teachings are by instinct, they have the same consequence as the people who act by instinct.
咁第十一節咧，嗰度話，他們有禍了，因為走了該隱嘅道路，又為利往巴蘭嘅錯謀裏直奔，並在可拉嘅背叛中滅亡了。
Verse 11: Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error.They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
咁究竟佢哋呢班假教師犯嘅罪之後，佢哋有啲乜嘢？嗰個嚴重性有幾多咧？個嚴重咧就好似佢猶大呢度咧就講到話個嚴重性好似該隱行嗰個道路咁嚴重。
The seriousness of false teachers is as serious as the way of Cain.
咁該隱做咗啲咩事咧？咁佢喺創世記四章三至四節嗰度咧，就話到有一日，該隱拿地裏的出產為供物獻給耶和華。亞伯也將他羊群中投生的和羊的脂油獻上。耶和華看中了亞伯和他的供物。
The way of Cain is written about in Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to 4. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord.But Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering.
咁喺呢度讲到咧，系耶和华看中咗亚伯嘅供物，就唔看中该隐嘅供物。咁究竟该隐错在边度咧
？So we can see that the Lord looked on favor on Abel's offering, but not on Cain's offering. So what did Cain do wrong here？
就系该隐嗰个心啊。
It is his heart.
因为该隐佢就咁拿地里嘅出产，但系相比亚伯嘅时候，佢系拣佢羊群中嘅头生嘅，同埋羊嘅好肥嘅脂油去献上。就系讲阿该隐佢做嘢嘅时候咧，马马虎虎、求求其其， 求其哦，你要我献祭啊，我就攞啲嘢献俾你啦。但系阿伯佢献祭嘅时候咧，佢系用心去挑选一啲头生嘅系 perfect 嘅，系一啲嘅好肥美嘅嘢去献祭吓。咁该人呢度犯嘅错就系佢冇嗰个心啊。
So Cain's offering, he just satisfied the requirement, but Abel he chose the best to offer the Lord. And we can see that Cain does not have a heart that is pleasing to God.
咁喺約翰一書三章十二節嗰度咧，約翰咧就解釋，除咗佢冇嗰個個心之外咧，仲有佢再犯咗啲咩罪嚇？咁佢就話不可像該人，他是屬那惡者，殺了他的兄弟。為什麼殺了他呢？因為自己的行為是惡的，弟兄的行為是善的。
So it talks, further talks about Cain in 1 John chapter 3 verse 12. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous.
咁佢係有奉獻，但係就係求求其其咁樣啦。
So Cain did offer, but it was only to satisfy the minimum requirements.
咁其實佢個求其了事，其實都係一個，我相信應該係心中嗰個自高自大，即係覺得我俾咗你，你咪收咗佢咯。你即係佢覺得佢自己係即係佢嗰個 level 係同神，即係我唔知啊。佢嗰、那個即係佢唔覺得自己係獻俾神咯，佢係覺得我俾你，你就要啦咁收咗佢啦咁。即係我唔知講喺度，即係佢個自高自大嗰個嘅態度啊。
So Cain's actions showed that he was very proud. He did not humble himself before God and offer God the best.
咁跟住我哋再睇下巴蘭，佢話好似呢班嘅假師傅咧，又好似為咗利益、為咗財利去走巴蘭嘅道路。巴蘭做咗啲咩嘢咧？巴蘭咧係嘅事情咧就記載喺文數記當中嘅，咁有幾章嘅，係有22章至到30章都有嘅嚇。咁講到呢個巴蘭咧，咁其實巴蘭呢個先知咧，佢其實都幾 powerful 下嘅。咁因為咧喺外邦人喺摩押同埋米甸人當中咧，巴蘭佢喺22章文數記22章第6節嗰度咧就話巴蘭，你為誰祝福就得誰就得福，你咒助誰誰就受咒助。所以咧，跟住咧，摩押同埋米甸嘅長老咧，就拎住啲錢咧去俾阿巴蘭啊，希望佢話咁啦，你不如我俾錢你，你幫我咒助以色列人啦咁樣。咁但係當然佢咧就話我同神傾下先啦。咁神當然叫佢唔好啦。咁佢咧就咁就即係初時都一口拒絕嘅。咁跟住咧就咁跟住咧米甸同埋摩押嘅長老咧就再攞多啲好處俾巴蘭。咁終於巴蘭咧就為咗呢啲嘅金銀咧、錢財咧、好處咧，就令到以色列人陷入罪中。
So in continuing on in verse 11, it says that they have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. This is written about in Numbers chapter 22, especially in verse 6. It says, "Now come and put a curse on these people because they are too powerful for me." Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the country. For I know that those you bless are blessed and those you curse are cursed. So here it talks about the Moabites coming before Balaam and asking Balaam to curse the Moabites' enemies. So when Balaam inquired of the Lord said not to curse these people. But after the Moabites came back with some more riches and some more money, Balaam sinned against the Lord.
咁喺文数记31章16节嗰度咧就讲到巴兰设计吓，咁文数记31章16节嗰度咧就话，这些妇女因巴兰嘅计谋，叫以色列人在比尔嘅事上得罪耶和华，以致耶和华的会众遭遇瘟疫。
In Numbers chapter 31 verse 16, it talks about they were the ones who followed Balaam's advice and were the means of turning the Israelites away from the Lord in what happened at Peor, so that a plague struck the Lord's people.
咁喺彼得喺彼得后书二章十五节咧，咁佢点样形容巴兰咧？就话比尔之子巴兰嘅路就系啦，贪爱不义之公价嘅先知吓，佢将神俾佢嗰个嘅恩赐咧吓，反而系佢为咗佢自己利益系害人害己。
So how does Peter describe Balaam? In 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15, it says, "They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness."
约翰亦都喺启示录，约翰亦都喺启示录第二章第十四节嗰度咧，都有讲到巴兰吓。咁佢话有人服从了巴兰嘅教训，这巴兰曾教导巴勒将绊脚石放喺以色列人面前，叫佢哋吃偶像祭偶像嘅物行奸淫嘅事吓。咁佢呢个巴兰就即系将神俾佢嗰个嘅恩赐去作咗一个好差一个好坏嘅用处。
It further talks about Balaam in Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality."
咁跟住咧，猶大咧就講到可拉。咁可拉呢個人咧，其實佢係喺都係有神嗰個嘅俾佢嗰個嘅工作嘅嚇，就係佢可拉佢係喺你發覺喺詩篇裏邊咧，好多嘅詩篇當中咧都會話有啲嘅詩歌咧係可拉嘅後裔所作嘅。咁所以其實可拉嗰個嘅工作咧喺神嘅工作當中咧就係做一個領詩啊詩歌班嘅一個崇拜裏邊嗰個嘅一份嘅工作嚟嘅。
So Jude further talks about Korah and Korah's assigned task As we can see in many chapters of Psalms, is that Korah and his family is in charge of praise to God and of hymns, but he rebelled against the Lord.
系啦，咁佢话可拉喺背叛中灭亡了，咁样咧就记载咗喺民数记十六章嗰度成章嗰度讲可拉点样背叛吓，咁嗰个当中你自己可以翻去睇下佢嗰个背叛嘅情况。咁但係喺十六章第三節嗰度咧，就講到佢咧就出嚟咧就攻擊摩西亞倫，咁咧就話你哋擅自專權，就講摩西同亞倫擅自專權，全會中各個既是聖潔，耶和華也在你們中間，你們為什麼自高超過耶和華的會眾咧？佢咧就係覺得點解摩西同亞倫嘅後裔要做祭司，我只係唱歌咧，我只係喺度作歌咧？咁样咧，佢咧就系喺度想搞呢个嘅推翻，即系政权，就系想自己做祭司嗰份工作。
So, the rebellion of Korah is written about in Numbers chapter 16, especially in verse 3. It reads, "They came as a group to oppose Moses and Aaron, and said to them, 'You have gone too far. The whole community is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is with them. Why then do you set yourselves above the Lord's assembly?'" We can see here that Korah wants to become a priest himself.
吓，咁佢唔安分守己，唔安分自己嗰个嘅本分，去想做一啲神唔系安排俾佢做嘅事。
Korah was not satisfied with his own task assigned by God and wanted to become above his own position.
吓。咁喺呢三個事情，該隱、巴蘭同埋可拉呢三個事情當中咧，我哋咧就睇到，猶大想講咧就係話呢班嘅假教師咧，佢哋咧就有該隱當中嗰個嘅驕傲，有巴蘭嗰種嗰個嘅將佢哋所神俾佢哋嗰個嘅恩賜去亂用，同埋係好似可拉咁樣去唔服從。
So when Jude talks about Cain, Balaam, and also Korah.What he is referring to is Cain being pride. His pride, and then Balaam who misused the gift that God gave him, and also when Korah did not He wanted... Yeah, okay. He did not submit to God's will.
係啦，咁其實誒，咁喺睇翻可能猶大書當中嘅猶大咧，佢咧就想講就係呢班嘅假師傅，其實咧佢哋咧都係喺當中係誒唔得信服神，同埋唔得信服神嗰、那個所 set 嘅領袖，係當中係指到係一啲嘅仕途。
So in the book of Jude, it talks about how the false teachers did not submit to God's will.
咁喺第十二至到第十三节咧，咁嗰度咧就讲到话呢班嘅假师傅，佢哋有啲乜嘢嘅做咗啲咩出嚟？你哋一睇知道佢哋系假师傅咧。咁佢喺呢度形容咧，假师傅咧，佢哋系或者有啲人在你们的爱席上与你们同吃的时候，正是焦石。
In Jude chapter one verse 12 to 13, it talks about how you can identify the false teachers.In verse 12, it says, "These men are blemishes at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm, shepherds who feed only themselves."
咁佢咧就话，礁石系点样咧？礁石咧好似一啲嘅柱石咁，但系其实咧，你知道啲船咧触礁之后咧就会烂，跟住翻沉就会死人啦，系咪？咁样咧，嗰啲假教师咧就好似一啲嘅礁石咁样啦，你睇佢好似系一个嘅。好人其實咧，佢如果你太近佢嘅時候咧，就會好容易觸礁。佢哋同埋咧，佢哋咧就會係佢哋係會係出現喺你嗰個嘅愛席上面。咁喺初期教會嗰陣時候咧，嗰個愛席嗰個love feast 嗰度咧，佢係包括咗神嗰個嘅麥餅啦，同神嗰個麥餅啦，崇拜同埋一啲嘅指導嘅。咁佢哋呢班嘅假教師咧，係會出席喺一啲嘅。好同神好 close 嘅一啲嘅聚会当中嘅吓，咁佢哋一啲好似礁石啦，咁佢哋咧就会系一个好似一个牧人，但系佢哋个牧人咧就唔系喂养羊群嘅牧人，佢哋就系会只知道喂养自己嘅羊群，佢只知道喂养自己吓，咁好似喺罗马书第十六章第十八节嗰度话，阿保罗话到，这样的人不服侍我们的主耶稣。只服侍自己的肚腹，用花言巧语诱惑那些老实人的心。
So in Jude, it talks about how these false teachers are like rocks, but when sailors get too close to these rocks, they may themselves become shipwrecked. And it also talks about them as blemishes as at your love feast. And in Romans chapter 16, verse 18.It says that, for such people are not serving our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. By smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the minds of naive people.
咁嗰班假嘅教師咧，就好似啲咩咧？好似係冒雨嘅雲彩，被風飄蕩。咁啲雲咧 ，suppose 係會落雨噶嘛，即係會有啲即係滋潤俾你嘅。但係佢哋咧，只係一啲雲就冇雨落嘅，即係證明佢哋咧，只係好似應該有啲嘢要俾你嘅，但係就俾唔到你咯嚇。咁喺好似箴言書25章第14節嗰度話，空誇送贈禮物的，好像無語嘅雲彩嚇。佢好似係話送啲嘢俾你，但係其實就冇嘢送到俾你嘅。
So these false teachers are they are clouds without rain, and these clouds they appear to contain rain, but whenalso like the false teachers who appear to contain gifts from God, but they are able to give you nothing, as it is written in Proverbs chapter 25, verse 14. Like clouds and rain, like clouds and wind without rain, is the man who boasts of gifts he does not give.
他们都好似啲假教师，都好似啲咩啦？好似秋天没有果子嘅树。咁通常秋天啲树。秋天啲果树通常都系秋天系收成嘅，咁但系佢哋咧就系、是、秋天啦都冇果出嚟啦。咁正如喺耶稣基督喺马太福音第七章十六至二十节嗰度咧，就讲到一啲嘅树，我哋凭住佢哋嘅果子就可以知道佢哋认出佢哋嚟。荆棘上面系摘唔到葡萄，蒺藜里边系摘唔到无花果。好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。好树不能结。坏果子，坏树不能结好果子。不结好果子嘅树就会砍下来丢在火里。凭住佢哋果子就可以认出佢哋嚟。 咁呢啲樹冇果子嘅樹，咁佢哋就會被砍下來。
So these false teachers are also like autumn trees without fruit and uprooted twice dead. Autumn is when you harvest trees for their fruit. And also written in Matthew chapter 7, verse 16 to 20, it reads, By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you will recognize them.
咁呢啲樹咧就會死而又死，點樣死而又死咧？即係死兩次，咁係肉身嘅死同埋靈裏邊嘅死。咁喺啟示錄第二十章第六節嗰度咧就講到話，喺頭一次復活嗰陣時咧就有份，即係嗰啲喺神裏邊嘅人有福了、聖潔了。到第二次死嘅時候咧，喺佢哋身上面沒有權柄，佢哋作神同埋基督嘅祭司，並要與王。與基督一同作王一千年，咁但係呢啲假嘅教師咧，佢哋咧係死而又死，係第一次死完之後到第二次當神再翻嚟審判嘅時候，佢哋就會再死多次喺靈裏邊嗰個再死多次，佢哋係冇嗰個嘅永生。
So these autumn trees without fruit and uprooted are twice dead. This twice dead means that they will die both. Physically and spiritually, as it is written in Revelations chapter 20, verse 6, Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
跟住佢话连根都被拔出来。咁通常咧喺旧约圣经里边讲话，如果一棵树连根都拔起嘅咧，就系即系话神咧就会去要灭绝佢。咁喺詩篇第五十二篇第五節嗰度咧，都有講到話神點樣拔出，神也要毀滅你直到永遠，他要把你拿去，從你的帳棚中抽出，從活人之地將你拔出。咁講到係會毀滅嘅時候，神就會將你個根都拔出嚟。
So this uprooted is talked about in Psalms chapter 52 verse 5, where it says.Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and tear you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living.
咁跟住咧就讲到嗰啲假教师咧，就好似海里嘅狂浪涌出自己可耻嘅沫子来。咁通常咧，你当你见一个平静嘅海面嘅时候咧，咁啊好啲水好清啊，咁你见到好清。咁但係當啲浪湧埋嚟嘅時候咧，佢湧嗰啲咩嚟咧？湧埋啲泥沙啊，湧埋啲垃圾啊，湧埋海裏邊好多嘅污糟嘢。咁佢咧就喺度形容緊啊，猶大形容緊嗰啲假教師咧，就好啲海裏邊嘅浪咁湧咗好多佢哋自己嘅污穢嘢出嚟俾人睇到嘅。
So these false teachers are also like they're also like wild waves of the sea foaming up their shame. Just as how when you look at When you look at the ocean, when the waves are very still, you can see the clear waters. But when there are wild waves, you can see a lot of debris and garbage being brought up from the bottom.
咁佢哋亦都係好似一啲咩咧？好似流荡嘅星啊！咁你睇到啲星嘅时候，通常啲星咧，即係譬如北极星啊咁样，你佢见到个北极星，你知道嗰度嗰个兜嗰度咧就向住系北方，即系指引你路嘅。啲星可以系带你去行一条啱嘅路俾你方向。咁但系呢啲假嘅教师咧，好似一啲嘅流荡嘅星，喐嚟喐去都唔知佢嗰个嘅，即系唔知佢嗰个航道嗰啲星嗰个所指示你嘅系啲乜嘢。咁佢呢度咧就讲到好似流浪嘅星，就系嗰个假嘅教师咧，就俾到一啲人嘅。一啲係好錯嘅引導，同埋會令到一啲人咧行錯路。
So these false teachers are also described as wandering stars. Stars are normally used for directions, just as the North Star will lead sailors in the correct direction. But these false teachers, by their teachings, they lead people into the wrong path.
咁跟住喺第十六節、十四至十六節嗰度咧就。猶大咧就讲到呢班嘅假嘅教师佢哋嘅结局系点样啦。
So it talks about what the consequence of the false teachers are.
佢哋嘅结局咧就系第十四节咧就话亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：看啊，主带着他的千万圣者降临，要在众人身上行审判，证实那一切不敬虔的人所妄行一切不敬虔的事，又证实不敬虔之罪人所说顶撞他的刚辟话。
Verse 14, Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about these men. See, the Lord is coming thousands upon thousands of his holy ones to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
咁呢、这个第十四节呢个呢其实都系一个嘅呢、这个预言呢、这个七世孙嘅以诺嘅预言呢其实都唔系喺记载喺圣经当中啦、啊、就同之前嗰、那个、天使长米迦勒嗰个嘅记载都一样系可能系一个嘅口传嗰、那个传统传落嚟嘅。但系呢个唔系嗰个重要嘅 point 咯，个重要 point 咧就系话佢都系有人预言过佢呢班嘅假嘅教师咧，佢哋咧就会系得到啲咩结果咧？就系、是、会喺耶稣基督喺第二次再临再嚟嘅时候，佢当佢带住一班嘅圣徒再嚟嘅时候咧，佢哋咧就会审就会被审判。
So Enoch is also not written about in the scriptures, but is also from an oral tradition.Passed on, and Jude refers to Enoch because he wants to talk about the second coming of the Lord.
咁佢就係嗰度講到話剛辟的話，剛辟的頂撞他剛辟的話，就係一啲佢哋對神一啲嘅侮辱嘅説話，一啲唔尊敬嘅説話嚇。
So here it says that to convict all the ungodly.Of all the ungodly acts they have done in the ungodly way and of harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against him. And these are the false teachers' grumblings against God.
是啦，咁佢哋就点样咧？私下议论，常发怨言。咁初当时相信佢哋嗰啲假嘅教师，佢发怨言都系向神发怨言咯。吓，就好似一班嘅以色列人，佢嗰阵时向神发怨言一样。佢哋咧就仲讲咗啲咩咧？佢哋随从自己嘅情欲而行。口中说夸大的话，为了为得便宜浅昧人，咁佢哋就会为了自己嘅益处、自己嘅利益而去讲一啲嘅夸大嘅说话，就唔系讲一啲真实嘅说话，去讲一啲系同使徒所传嘅道当中嘅违背嘅说话。
So in verse 16, These men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage.
咁跟住咧，讲完一班对假教师佢哋嗰个嘅结局之后咧，佢个结局就系会被审判。佢结局就系会被审判，好似等到主耶稣翻嚟嘅时候，佢哋结局咧就会系得到就要被耶稣基督去审判佢。
So the consequence of these false teachers is that they will.They will be judged by God and by Jesus Christ.
咁跟住第十七节之后咧，十七节至到第廿三节嗰度咧，就系犹大对一班嘅信徒一啲嘅鼓励嘅说话教导。
So verse 17 to 23 is Jude is saying to the faithful.
吓，佢第一要紧嘅事佢系点咧？就系要记住叫佢话叫啲弟兄，话亲爱啲弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督。之使徒从前所说的话，吓咁佢第一要紧嘅咧就系话叫我叫一班嘅信徒记住主耶稣同埋使徒所讲嘅嘢，咁即系话叫佢哋睇圣唔系睇圣经，即系睇翻即系我哋而家嘅圣经啦吓。咁佢嗰阵时咧就系睇翻佢哋嘅书信，使徒教导佢哋嘅教训。
So the first thing that Jude tells them to do is to remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in verse 17. But dear friends.Remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold.
咁其实呢个咧都同彼得后书三章二节嗰度咧呢个呢节咧都有平衡喎。咁但系彼得咧就喺彼得后书三章二节嗰度咧就话叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说嘅话。咁即系话讲到系旧约啦吓，同埋主救主嘅命令就系使徒所传给你哋嘅。咁喺彼得呢度咧就讲到话叫啲提醒啲信徒咧就系、是、要读旧约圣经，同埋亦都要读新约圣经使徒嘅说话。 咁啊，猶大呢度只提到話係使徒所講嘅嘢，其實都啱嘅，因為使徒其實你睇翻阿保羅、彼得佢哋講到嘅時候，佢哋都係講翻舊約當中嘅神，講翻舊約當中神嗰個嘅愛同埋神嗰個道理。
So in verse 17, it's very similar to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 2. I want you to recall the words spoken in the past by the holy prophets and the command given by our Lord and Savior through your apostles. The only difference is that Peter tells you to recall both the words by the holy prophets and also by the apostles, which is the Old Testament and the New Testament, whereas Jude tells you to remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. But these two verses are saying the same thing because the apostles, whenever they preach about also the Old Testament.
咁呢度講到個使徒咧，就係當中就係相信就係指十二使徒同埋保羅自己。佢係佢哋十二使徒同埋保羅自佢哋咧就係建立初期教會嗰陣時候。用嗰個嘅真道去教導呢個嘅使徒嘅時候，教導一班嘅信徒嚇。呢個嘅真道就係耶穌基督一開始以嚟所教嗰個嘅真道。
So the apostles refers to the 12 apostles and also of Paul, and what they preach is the true gospel.
第十八節嗰度話：他們曾對你們說過，末世必有好機巧的人，隨從自己不見情的私欲而行。咁佢呢個末世咧，相信咧就係指末世，就係指教會年代同埋呢個七年大災難嘅時候嗰個嘅一個總括嗰個嘅末世。
In verse 18, they said to you, in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. The last times refers to the church rapture and the 7 years of tribulation.
咁係亦都係喺彼得後書第三章第三節嗰度咧，彼得都有提醒佢哋話：第一要緊的，該知道在末世必有好機巧的人，隨從自己的私欲出來機巧説啊講一啲嘅事情。
And it is also talked about in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 3. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires.
咁第十九節嗰度話：這就是那些引人結黨、屬乎血氣、沒有聖靈的人。咁嗰啲好機巧嗰啲人就係邊啲人呢？引人結黨。咁其實睇翻嗰個嘅假教師，即係假嘅師傅咧，佢哋都係會令到啲人結黨喎。點樣結黨法咧？就係、是如果佢哋傳一啲錯謬嘅道理嘅時候，咁變咗一啲。持守住真道嘅人，咁同佢哋咪已經有兩黨唔同嘅人出現咗咯，嚇。
And continuing on verse 19, these are the men who divide you, who will follow mere natural instincts and do not have the spirit. It is also these men can also be the false teachers, because whenever they preach the false gospel, they will divide the church from people who believe in the true gospel and people who listen to the false teachings.
係啦，咁佢呢個佢哋所講嘅嘢咧，佢哋所教嘅嘢，呢間假教師所教嘅嘢咧，佢哋所教嘅嘢咧係出乎佢哋嗰個血氣嘅，係屬乎血氣，係一個冇聖靈嘅人所講嘅嘢。咁喺哥林多前書二章十四節嗰度咧，就保羅咧就講到話，而屬乎血氣嘅人不領會神聖靈嘅事。反倒以為愚拙，並且不能知道，因為這些事唯有屬靈嘅人才能看透。咁變咗佢哋教嗰套咧，就變咗係令到一班嘅弟兄姊妹佢哋去走歪路，佢睇唔到神嗰個聖靈嗰個屬聖靈嗰個嘅事情。
The false teachers do not preach by the Spirit, but they preach by their own instinct. As it is written in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the false teachers, they lead people away from the truth.
咁跟住咧喺第二十至廿三节咧就系、是、犹大对一班嘅信徒佢哋嗰个嘅正面嘅指引啊，对一边嘅对一班嘅假教师一啲嘅正面嘅指引。
So verse 20 to 23, it talks about what the brothers and sisters should do.
咁第二十节嗰度咧就话：亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己。
Verse 20, but you, dear friends, build yourselves up in your most holy faith.
点样去造就自己咧？喺真道上面就系、是，我谂相信呢度咧就系话叫大家即系、就是、真系要睇翻圣经。因为这个真道上面就是圣经所讲的道理。雅各书第一章第25节那里就提到说，唯有详细察看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听完听了就忘，乃是实行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。雅各在这里提到就说，我们要详细察看那个的自由的律法，就是本圣经所讲的真道。咁但系唔单止成日察看佢，仲要唔好听咗就忘记，仲要实行出嚟，咁样喺呢件事上咧，先至会得福。咁样咧就会可以 build up 我哋喺属灵里边嗰个嘅immunity， 即系唔会咁容易俾，唔会咁容易去随住啲假师傅去咗。
So in order to build yourself up in the most holy faith, you must study the scriptures.Just as it's written in James chapter 1, verse 25. But the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does.
在彼得也都在彼得后书三章十八节那里就教导我们，你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。中国人都有句说话，行船就如逆水行舟，不进则退。咁所以如果我哋唔可以唔去退步嘅话咧，我哋就要去加紧咁样去向前走咯。
Also written in 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. And forever, Amen. Just as the Chinese saying goes that when you are not turning around and you're gonna continue going forward, you must pick up the speed and go faster.
咁除咗喺圣经上面喺真道上面造就自己之外咧，仲要喺圣灵里边祷告。点样叫圣灵里边祷告咧？就系、是、我哋当中要有圣灵，同埋祷告嘅时候咧，就系、是、跟住呢个真理去祈祷，跟住呢个真理去祈祷吓。咁喺以弗所书阿保罗喺六章十八节嗰度咧就。教是提醒以弗所的教徒，他就说靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求。我们祈祷的时候是要靠着圣灵去祈祷，同埋是要警醒去祷告。
So in Jude, it also talks about not only to build yourselves up in your most holy faith, but also to pray in the Holy Spirit. Just as inEphesians chapter 6 verse 18, it says, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers. Amen.
咁呢度呢就咁第二十节就讲到我哋要读圣经祈祷。咁第三点呢犹大讲到呢就话要保守自己常在神的爱中。咁我哋要 keep 住我哋喺神里面爱里面。咁头先一开头嗰度呢我哋讲到在父神里面蒙爱是要怎样啊？在父神里面蒙爱的时候呢，我们就要遵守他的命令，同埋是不要犯罪。之前已经看过的了，约翰福音十五章第十节那里说，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，也常在他的爱里。
So, in verse 21 it says, to keep yourselves in God's love,as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. So how do we keep ourselves in God's love is that, according to John chapter 14, verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. Whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him.
咁喺約翰一書嗰度都講到話，我們凡約翰一書五章十八節嗰度話，我們知道凡從神生的必不犯罪，從神生的必保守自己，那惡者就無法害他。
Also written in First John chapter 5 verse 18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who is born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him.
咁最後一點咧，就講到咧，猶大咧就鼓勵弟兄姊妹咧，就係點咧？就仰望我們主耶穌基督的憐憫，直到永生。
And another point made by John is in First John chapter 3 verse. First John chapter 3 verse 2-3, and it reads, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known." But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure.
好，咁就係好似頭先讀到咁，約翰一書三章二至三節嗰度就話，我哋係要即係將來嘅事，我哋係未曾顯明俾我哋，但係我哋知道一件事，就係將神去顯現嘅時候咧，我哋就必見佢嘅真體，我哋咧就要好啊。好，唔係話喺度好似望枯石咁死等咯，而係要有嗰個 active， 即係好喺度等待當中咧，都要好 active 咁等待，咁係去期望到神佢將來俾到我哋嗰個永生。咁喺當中我哋點樣 active 等待咧？就係要去要潔淨自己，好似佢咁潔淨一樣嚇。我哋係要等待，係去好期待呢、這個。神是将快会来到。
So in here in 1 John it talks about how when we wait for God we don't just sit around and wait, we have to have faith with deeds, and also we also have to keep our hope in him so that we purify ourselves just as he is pure.
咁跟住呢喺第22-23节呢，咁样犹大呢就係、是、对一班嘅信徒就教导佢哋点样去对待一啲有軟弱嘅肢體。
So in verse 22-23, it talks about how we should treat the brothers and sisters who are weak.
係啦，咁第22節嗰度咧就話有些人存義心，你們要憐憫他們。呢啲有些人咧，相信咧就係指一啲嘅信徒咧，佢哋聽咗一啲嘅假嘅教導之後咧，喺度 struggle 緊，喺度掙扎緊，究竟點咧？佢講嗰啲嘢同之前聽嗰啲有啲唔同喎。咁我應該聽邊個咧？喺度即係喺度猶豫不定嘅時候咧，呢啲人咧，我哋咧對佢咧就要存呢個憐憫嘅心。
So in verse 22, it talks about be merciful to those who doubt. So the people who doubt are the people who hear one thing and then another, and they conflict each other. And he's not too sure about which one is the truth. And so we must be merciful to those people.
係啦，對呢啲嘅人咧，我哋唔應該係放棄，但係咧反而咧就要去憐憫、去關心佢哋，去令到去帶領翻佢哋去翻真正嗰個嘅真道當中。
So to these weak people, we do not give up on them, but we must be gentle and merciful to them to bring them into the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
咁第23節嗰度話，有些人你們要從火中搶救，你們要從火中搶出來搭救他們。咁呢啲人咧喺火中，咁火通常好多時喺聖經裏面講到火咧，就係神嗰個嘅審判啦嚇。咁佢哋好明顯，佢哋喺火中，即係佢哋好危險啦。咁佢哋可能係聽咗一啲嘅假教師嘅教導，咁但係佢哋咧就我哋咧就要去救佢哋，喺佢哋喺。在他们在神消灭他们之前要去救他们。
So in verse 23 it says, snatch them from the fire and save them to other, so these people, before they suffer the judgment of fire, we must save them.
那另外呢，就有第三班人呢，就有些人你们要存惧怕的心怜悯他们。那这些呢，就相信他们是直情是已经被这个的假的教导呢带走咗啦，咁但系我哋咧就要佢话呢度咧就我哋要怜悯佢哋，我哋要怜悯佢哋，即系话我哋要怜悯佢哋，就系唔好定佢哋嘅罪，唔好定佢哋嘅罪，要怜悯佢哋，但系就要存惧怕嘅心。咁点样存惧怕嘅心咧？就系、是我哋怜悯佢哋嘅时候咧，就要好小心啦，就唔好话 我哋要包容佢哋嗰个嘅错，但系咧就唔好认同佢哋嘅错吓。咁因为如果你认同佢嘅错嘅话咧，咁变咗可能第二啲人或者可能你自己都会行埋去嗰条错嘅道路嗰度吓。咁所以咧就要好小心，所以咧就系要存惧怕嘅心，就系要 at the same time 就系要你要 fear God， 你要敬畏神当中你去怜悯佢哋。即是就要好小心，唔好话因为怜悯佢哋就同佢哋一伙，咁跟住你就跟埋佢哋去㗎啦。
So, the third group of people is, in the latter part of verse 23, to others, show mercy mixed with fear. These people, are people who have already been overcome by their sinful nature and follow their sinful desires. Whenever we interact with them, we must show them mercy, not to condemn them according to their sins, but to watch ourselves so that we ourselves do not be tempted by their sins.
咁保罗咧，亦都喺呢个点样存惧怕嘅心怜悯佢哋咧？保罗咧喺两节嘅经文嗰度都有教导嘅。咁喺哥林多前书五章十一节嗰度咧。就講到哥林多教會亦都係一個嘅罪好多犯好多罪嘅教會嚇。咁保羅咧喺嗰度咧都提醒翻哥林多教會嘅人，佢話：但如今我寫信給你們說，若有稱為弟兄是行淫亂的，或貪婪的，或拜偶像的，或辱罵的，或醉酒的，或勒索的，這樣的人不可與他相交，就是與他吃飯都不可。
It further talks about these people in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 11. But now I am writing you that you must not associate with anyone who calls himself a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a slanderer, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man do not even eat.
咁呢度呢就可以睇到呢点解犹大呢咁跟住嗰度呢就话连那被情欲沾染的衣服也当厌恶吓，咁我相信咧就系佢都系听咗保罗喺哥林多书信里边所讲嘅，即系同佢哋要唔可以同佢哋交往，唔可以同佢哋即系连食饭都唔可以啊。咁喺帖撒罗尼加后书三章十四十五节嗰度咧，保罗亦都有对一啲一啲呢类女人嘅一个嘅提醒。他说若有人不听从我们这信上的话，要记下他，不和他交往，叫他自觉惭愧。这里呢就更加补充了一句呢，就说但不要以他为仇人，要劝他如弟兄。
So continuing on in verse 23, it says, hating even the clothing stained by corrupt flesh, we can see that Jude also knows the teaching of not to even eat with brothers who are sinners, who are sinful. And also in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15, if anyone does not obey our instruction in this letter, take special note of him. Do not associate with him in order that he may feel ashamed. Yet do not regard him as an enemy, but warn him as a brother.
咁所以呢个犹大咧，其实佢喺呢封信里边嗰个嘅劝教咧，其实好多时都系讲翻使徒嗰啲嘅教训。
So here, in Jude's letter, what he tells the believers to do and the faithful to do is also what the apostles are preaching.
咁讲翻嗰个嘅恐惧嘅心吓，呢个fear God 恐惧神嘅心，同埋一个嘅怜悯，我哋要取一个嘅平衡当中。因为如果你恐惧神多过怜悯人嘅时候咧，可能咧你去到一个地步咧，就会去 judge 人，去审判弟兄姊妹啦吓。咁但系如果系另一个相反，如果你系 mercy 多过 fear God 嘅时候咧，咁可能咧你去到一个地步，可能就帮嗰个弟兄姊妹咧揾好多藉口去 cover 佢嘅罪，咁变咗咧，反而佢唔觉得自己系有错咯。咁所以呢个 fear God 同埋呢个嘅怜悯咧，就要当中要取个平衡。
So between being merciful to others and also fearing God, you have to have a balance between both and do both. You cannot fear God more than you show mercy and thus condemn other people and slander other people of their sins. And also you cannot show too much mercy and not fear God, thus not warning the brothers of their sins.
咁到最尾嗰度，第24-25節嗰度話：那能保守我們不失腳，叫你們無瑕無疵，歡歡喜喜站在他榮耀之前的我們的救主，獨一的神，願榮耀、威嚴、能力、權柄因我們的主耶穌基督歸與他，從萬古以前並現今，直到永永遠遠，阿門。咁呢個係呢封信嗰個嘅最後嗰個嘅祝福啦。咁佢其實咧就好似我哋嗰個嘅 doxology 嗰個三一眾咁樣嚇，咁佢咧就講到其實猶大呢度咧都帶翻出去咧，就係其實我哋無論我哋做啲乜嘢都好咧，其實保守我哋不失腳嗰個咧，都係我哋嘅神，我哋嘅救主咯。即係其實我哋所作嘅係有限咯。其實保守我哋不失腳嗰個都係神，佢嗰個能力嚟嘅保住我哋。咁而最尾第啊，你講。
Okay. So verse 24 and 25, it says, to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God our Savior be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Here it talks about that the one who is able to keep you from falling is our God and our Lord. It is his ability.
咁第五節咧就講到話，再第五節咧，我諗係一個嘅 reflection 咧，就係講翻一班嘅假嘅教師，佢哋咧就之前第四節嗰度話，第三節嗰度話呢班假教師佢哋唔認我哋獨一嘅主宰主耶穌基督。咁係最尾嗰度咧，猶大咧就講到話我當中嘅榮耀、威嚴、能力、權柄都係因為我哋主耶穌基督，佢係從亘古以前到現今直到永遠，是講到我們主耶穌基督是過去、現在、將來的主，祂是有能力的主，祂是神。
So recall in verse 4 that the godless men, they deny Jesus Christ as our sovereign and Lord, whereas in verse 25, we have to give God our Savior all glory, majesty, power and authority, andit is through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay. 咁我哋咧就睇完咗猶大書啦。咁個結論咧就係、是、個結論嚇。咁、那個 conclusion 咧就係、是、咁我哋睇咗猶大書之後咧，咁就講到猶大咧就講到一班嘅假嘅教師啦。咁佢個提醒咧就係、是、我哋要慎防呢個假嘅教師咧，主要就係我哋要讀聖經去識得點樣去去分辨嗰個嘅真假，分辨真假，識得點樣分辨真假？你係要認清楚真嘅，你先知道邊啲係假噶嘛，係咪？咁樣咧就喺第好似前面第21節嗰度，咁佢咧就話：我哋咧就要佢要在至聖嘅真道上造就自己，在聖靈裏禱告，保守自己常在神嘅愛中，仰望我們主耶穌基督嘅憐憫，直到永遠。咁呢個就係我哋自己保住自己嗰個嘅我哋自己所能夠做到嘅嘢。咁另外對自己嗰個嘅，即係保住自己嗰個嘅靈命嘅健康所做到嘅嘢。對於其他嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋要對佢哋有憐憫，我哋要去救佢哋，同埋我哋要同時亦都係對佢哋憐憫當中係要敬畏神嚇。咁最尾嗰點咧就係、是。我覺得更加提醒嘅咧，就係叫我哋自己唔好淪落到去到一個做一個假嘅教師嚇。即係睇翻嘅時候，好多時我哋帶查經出嚟講到，好多時我哋都要自己去睇聖經嚇，即係要好自己小心，就係唔好出嚟變咗一個嘅傳一啲嘅假道，做一個假嘅教師嘅時候，咁猶大俾我哋睇到嗰個假嘅教師嗰個嘅結局係會。是會被神去destroy， 是會被神去毀滅，同埋 無論我哋係之前信咗幾好都好，最終我哋如果去到呢個地步嘅時候，我哋都係會被神去毀滅。
Okay, so the conclusion of the book of Jude is that in verse 20 to 21, but you, dear friends, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. What we must do is that we must recall the words spoken in the past and also through the apostles, so that we can discern for ourselves what is the truth and what is the false teachings, and also so that we'll be able to stand firm. And also we have to watch ourselves and watch our what we say, so that we preach the sound doctrine, and or else otherwise we will have the same consequence as the false teachers written about in the book of Jude, whose condemnation was written about long ago.
我哋一齊低頭祈禱。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主耶穌，你係昔在、今在、現在、永直到永遠嘅耶穌，直到永代。
Dear Heavenly Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
我哋知道你係獨一嘅主，獨一嘅真神。
You are the one and only Sovereign Lord.
我哋都知道你喺交託呢個嘅真道俾一班嘅使徒嘅時候，叫我哋後世嘅人都係能夠睇到聖經，去 follow， 去跟從你嘅腳蹤。
And when you entrust us with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Scriptures, you want us to follow in your footsteps.
主啊，真係願意你嘅靈能夠喺我哋每個弟兄姊妹嘅心裏邊運行。
I pray that you will fill each and every one of us with your Holy Spirit, and keep us in step with the Holy Spirit.
係啦，叫我哋真係喺我哋嗰個嘅除咗我哋在世要作嘅功之外
，so while we perform our jobs in this world，
我哋都系喺自己嘅生活里边都系能够警醒有节制
，and also help us to stand to watch ourselves and have a to discipline ourselves。
叫我哋可以真系喺好好咁用呢个时间喺呢个嘅圣经上面去摆时间喺个圣经上面。
Help us to spend more time in your scriptures。
叫我哋摆时间喺同神你当中去祈祷。
Help us to always use time to pray to you。
唔单止系为自己嚟到祈祷，并且系为身边嘅弟兄姊妹祈祷。
Not just to pray for ourselves, but also to pray for our brothers and sisters.
正如聖經裏面話，不要單顧自己事，也要顧別人嘅事。
Not just to offer prayers for ourselves, but also for those around us.
叫我哋喺關心人哋嘅事當中嘅時候，即係存一個純潔嘅關心，定一個八卦嘅擔心關心。
Help us not to be nosy about people, but to truly care for others.
去關心佢哋嘅時候，叫佢哋知道我哋可以睇到，無論佢哋係可能佢哋喺一啲嘅掙扎，喺一個真理上面掙扎當中嘅時候，我哋可以為佢祈禱。
Whenever they are fighting with the evil spirit that we may struggling with the evil spirit that we may pray for them.
叫到我哋見到一啲已經遠離咗神嘅道嘅人，我哋可以去帶翻佢哋翻翻嚟正道當中。
And those who departed from the truth, that we may turn them from the error of their ways.
叫我哋當中係有憐憫嘅心。
And help us to have a be merciful to others.
當中亦都有敬畏神你嘅心。
And also to fear the Lord.
叫我哋真系喺我哋行事为人口里面所讲嘅，同埋行事为人都系对得起主。
Help us to be worthy of the Lord and in what we say and do，
并唔好做一班弟兄姊妹嘅绊脚石
，and not to be a stumbling block to brothers and sisters。
都愿意神啊，都愿意你自己用你嘅大能嚟到保守我哋弟兄姊妹。
and use your almighty power to protect us.
通过奉主耶稣基督得胜的名字祈求。
In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen.
Amen.